நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்தம் நரசைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் ததோ ஜய முதீரயே வேதி ராமாயணே சைவோ புராணே வாருதி ததா அத்யௌசந்தி ச மத்யே ச ஹரிஹி சர்வத்ர கீயதி பூகம் கரோதி வாசாளம் பங்கும் லங்கயதி கிரிம் கிருபாசமம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரு தினதாரிணி பரமானந்த மாதவம் பரமானந்த ஹி மாதவ பதுங்கோளுச்சி மக்கர
சுபன் விசாரண பரோ பக்தியாபிமுச்சே நரோ அத்வயம் பிரம்மசூத்ராணம் பாரத भाष्य रूपसौ वेदार्थो परिगृहीतो सर्ववेदेति आसानं सारं सारं संस्कृतं सर्ववेदान्तसारं श्रीमद्भागवतमिष्यते तत्रसाम तत्तस्य नान्यत्र सेवति क्वचित्। कृष्ण भक्ति रस स्वरूप श्री भागवत शास्त्र होते परम महतो चारी वेद उपनिषदे जत किछु होइयो ব্যাসো করিল সঞ্চয় তার অর্থ লয় ব্যাস যে সূত্রে দেইর বিষয় বচন ভাসুদেবায়
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भागवतम् नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 34
पुरुषादेन वक्षीतं सोतन्त्यात्मानं उर्भीसं असापत् कुपिता सती।
ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। व्हेन द चेस्ट वाइफ ऑफ द ब्राह्मण सॉ दैट हर हस्बैंड वाज अबाउट टू डिस्चार्ज सीमेन हैड बीन ईटन by the man-eater, she was overwhelmed with grief and lamentation. Thus, she angrily cursed the king. Pravarti Sloka, text 35.
Jasman me bhakita papo kamartaya patistvayam tavapi mutturadhanat अकृत प्रज्ञ दर्शित।
ट्रांसलेशन प्रोपान।
ओ फूलिश सिनफुल पर्सन, बिकॉज यू हैव ईटन माई हस्बैंड व्हेन आई वाज सेक्सुअली इनक्लाइंड एंड डिजायरिंग टू हैव द सीड ऑफ ए चाइल्ड, आई शैल ऑल्सो सी यू डाई व्हेन यू अटेम्प्ट टू डिस्चार्ज सीमेन इन योर वाइफ। इन अदर वर्ड्स, whenever you attempt to sexually unite with your wife, you shall die. Parvati Shloka, text 36.
Eva mitrasaṁ saptvāṁ pati loka parāyanaṁ tadasthini samidhi agnau prasya bhartugatiṁ gatāṁ।
Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Thus, the wife of the Brahman cursed King Saudasa, known as Mitra Saha. Then, being inclined to go with her husband, she set fire to her husband's bones, fell into the fire herself, went with him to the same destination.
Visapo dvadasabdante maithunaya samudyata vijnapya brahmani sapam महिष्यासो निवारितो।
ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद।
आफ्टर 12 इयर्स व्हेन किंग सौदास वाज रिलीज्ड फ्रॉम द कर्स ऑफ बाय वशिष्ठ, ही वांटेड टू हैव सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स विद हिज वाइफ, बट द क्वीन रिमाइंडेड हिम अबाउट द कर्स ऑफ द ब्राह्मणी एंड दस ही वाज चेक्ड फ्रॉम सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स।
टोको टेक्स्ट 38।
अद ऊर्धं स तत्याज श्रीसुखं कर्मणा प्रजाः वसिष्ठ तदनुज्ञातो मदयन्त्यां प्रजा मधात्।
ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद।
एट बीइंग दस इंस्ट्रक्टेड, द किंग गेव अप फ्यूचर हैप्पीनेस ऑफ सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स एंड बाय डेस्टिनी रिमेन्स सनलेस। लेटर, with the king's permission, great saint Vasishtha begot a child in the womb of Madayanti.
Text 39.
Savai sapta samagarbham abhibhranna vyajayato jigni asmanodaram tasyam so asmakastena kathyate।
Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Madayanti bore the child within the womb for 7 years and didn't give birth. Therefore, Vasishtha struck her abdomen with a stone and then the child was born. Consequently, the child was known as Asmaka, the child born of a stone.
Text 40.
अस्मकात् बालिको जज्ञे दस्त्रीभिः परिरक्षितो नारीकवच इत्युक्तो निक्षेत्रे मूलको अभवत्।
ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद।
फ्रॉम अस्मक बालिको टुक बाथ, बिकॉज बालिको वाज सराउंडेड बाय वुमेन and was therefore saved from this anger of Parshuram. He was known as Nari Kavacha, one who is protected by women. When Parshuram vanquished all the Kshatriyas, Balika became the progenitor of more Kshatriyas. Therefore, he was known as Mulaka, the root of the Kshatriya dynasty. Text 41. ततो दशरथ तस्मात् पुत्र ऐडभिडिस्ततः राजा विश्वसहोजस्य खट्वांग चक्रवर्ती अभूत्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। फ्रॉम बालिका केम ए सन नेम्ड दशरथ, फ्रॉम दशरथ केम ए सन नेम्ड ऐडभिडि, and from Aidabidi came King Vishwasaha. The son of King Vishwasaha was the famous Maharaj Khatvanga. Parvati Sloka, text 42. Jo Devair Arthito Daityan Abadhir Judhi Durjayasam Abadhir Judhi Durjayam Murtamayurgyan Petayim Sopurang Sandadhi Manaha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. King Khatvanga was unconquerable in any fight. Requested by the demigods to join them in fighting demons, he won victory, and the demigods, being very pleased, wanted to give him a benediction. The king inquired from them about the duration of his life and was informed that he had only one moment more. Thus immediately left his palace, went to his own residence, where he engaged his mind fully in the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The example of Maharaj Khatvanga in performing devotional service is brilliant. Maharaj Khatvanga engaged himself for only a moment in devotional service to the Lord, but he was promoted back to Godhead. Therefore, if one practices devotional service from the beginning of his life, surely return home back to Godhead without doubt, asansaya. In Bhagavad Gita, the word asansaya is used to describe the devotee. There, the Lord Himself gives this instruction, Vajya Sakta Manapartho Jogam Junyan Madasvaya Asansayam Samagramma Jatha Yanshtasi Tatsunam. Now here, Vasana Purusha Arjuna, how, by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 7.1. Lord also instructs, Janma karmam cha me divyam, evam jo vichi tattataha, chakta deham punarjanma neiti mangeti swarjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities doesn't, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Therefore, from the very beginning of one's life, one should practice bhakti yoga, which increases one's attachment for Krishna. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, makes offerings by worshipping the deity, chants the holy name of the personality of Godhead, preaches about glorious activities of the Lord as much as possible, and thus becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asakti. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, madhyasaktamanaha, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. If one misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he is going, how long he will remain in this cycle of birth and death, and when he will again achieve the human form of life and the chance to return home back to Godhead. The most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Nectar emanating from Krishna, This is asakti, this is attachment. Here Prabhupada says this thing, This is attachment called asakti. Asakti. When one mind is attached to Krishna, one can fulfill the mission of life, in one human birth. Why? Second birth. Uncertain, no guarantee, when again you will get this opportunity, the human birth. Our man of janma hoy no hoy, you may not get. So, what will happen? What will happen to you? Now you have gotten. Now chance has been given to you. You have gotten this rarely achieved birth, this human birth.
দুর্লভম মানুষম জন্ম। হ্যাঁ, এই বহু কথা। এক্সাম্পল অফ খট্টাঙ্গ মহারাজ, এক্সাম্পল অফ মহারাজ খট্টাঙ্গ ইন পারফর্মিং ডিভোশন সার্ভিস ব্রিলিয়ান্ট। মহারাজ খট্টাঙ্গ এনগেজড হিমসেলফ ফর ওনলি এ মুমেন্ট ইন ডিভোশন সার্ভিস টু দি লর্ড, বাট হি ওয়াজ প্রমোটেড ব্যাক টু গড হেড। Therefore, if one practices the devotional service from the beginning of his life, surely he will return home back to Godhead without a doubt, a sansaya. Have you practiced from the beginning? No. But Maharaj Khatwanga practiced only for one moment. Last moment of his life, I go back, went back. Huh? Isn't it? In Bhagavad Gita, the word asansaya is used to describe the devotee. Then, there the Lord himself gives his instructions. মজ্জাসক্ত মনাপার্থ ধ্রুবম জুঞ্জন মদাশ্রয় অসংশয় সমগ্র মং যথা জ্ঞান শুনছি তৎসুণ। নাও হিয়ার ও সন প্রথা অর্জুন, হাউ বাই প্র্যাকটিস যোগ ইন ফুল কনসিয়াসনেস অফ মি উইথ মাইন্ড অ্যাটাচড টু মি, ইউ ক্যান নো মি ইন ফুল ফ্রি ফ্রম ডাউট। এগেন হি সেজ, জন্ম কর্মণ চ মে দিব্যং এবং যোবিতি তত্ত্বতঃ তত্ত্বা দেহং পুনর্জন্ম ইতি মাঙ্গেতি সো অর্জুন। One who knows the transcendent nature of my appearance and activities doesn't, after leaving this body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. Where is? Fall down. No, Jim Tattva. Huh? Krishna says clearly, no. Therefore, from the very beginning of one's life, one should practice bhakti yoga, bhajan, which increases one's attachment for Krishna. Practical example Prabhupada gives. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, makes offering by worshipping the deity, chants the holy name of the Lord, and preaches about the glorious activities of the Lord as much as possible, he thus becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asakti. Adasraddha, tat sadhu sangha, tat bhajan kriya, nashta nivruti, nishtha tata, ruchi tata asakti. Then comes asakti. This asakti, attachment. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, madhya asakta mana, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. What is the mission of life? To get love of Krishna. That's the supreme, what you say, perfection, goal. To get Krishna, you understand? To get Krishna. How can you get Krishna? How can you approach Krishna? Krishna is the only object of love. Without love, you cannot approach Krishna, you cannot get Krishna. So that love, Krishna prema, prema bhakti, is the mission, is goal. Huh? Supreme perfection, that is the goal of life. Fulfill the mission of life in you, one human birth. The human birth, the purpose of this human, really achieved birth. Dullabham manusam janamam. Labdhasudalo yidam bhushama vante. Manusyam arthada manitya mapiya dhira. Repeatedly in Bhagavata, it is said, after undergoing lakhs of spaces of life and lakhs of brahmandas, one gets this chance. He gets this rarely achieved birth, human birth. And mission of human life is paramartha lab, Krishna prema bhakti. Do you understand? Thereby you get Krishna. That's the mission. So, if one misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he is going. Where are you going, Baba? What is your destination? How long will you remain in the cycle of birth and death? How long? Kodo nidra dao maya pisachira kole. How long will you sleep in the lap of maya? How long will you sleep in the lap of maya? How long? How many lakhs of lives? Already slept lakhs of lives. How long? Isn't it? That is it. Saglabhat, then he will again achieve the human form of life and the chance to return him back to Godhead. No guarantee. Uncertain. Uncertain. You may not get again this human birth. Or manusajanma hoy, na hoy. Is there any guarantee? You will miss this opportunity now. Never engage yourself with, what do you say, Pritipurna bhajan.
loving bhajan, you miss this opportunity, what guarantee is there again you'll get remembered? No guarantee. Huh? The most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. This is the conclusion. Huh? Jai jana bhaje Krishna sevara chatur. Who is intelligent? Who is most intelligent? Jai jana bhaje Krishna sevara chatur. Who does Krishna bhajan? He is most intelligent. Huh? He never, never misses even one moment of his life. All is engaged in loving bhajan, loving service to the Lord. Bhajan means service. Understand me? Every moment engaged, never misses one moment. Are you doing? Huh? Do you understand? We are chanting, singing that song. Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goyin. Manushya Janama Paya, Radha Krishna Nabhaja, Janya Sunya Vishwakhain. Huh? Give me. That Nartam Das Thakur Mahajana. Mahajana Jai Koi Satya Mani. Sadhu Mahajan. Mahajan says, that is truth. That is truth. Mahajana Jena Gata Sabantha. Follow the footprints of Mahajana. Mahajana. This Nartam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have sung it. Oh Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a rarely achieved bath, human bath, and having not worshipped Radha Krishna, not doing Radha Krishna bhajan, and knowingly drinking poison. Isn't it? Huh? Knowingly drinking poison. Are not you? Huh? Drinking poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregation chanting Lord Hari. Golokero prema dhana Hari nama sankirtana
Golokero prema dhana Hari nama sankirtana
Rati nanam miloke nitaye Rati nanam Sansaro vishanore divani sihi ajore Sansaro vishanore
divani sihi ajore
Injuraite na koinu payo Injuraite
জীবের দশা মলিন দেখে নিতাই নাম এনেছে ব্রজ থেকে রে, ইজন্ট ইট? জীবের দশা মলিন দেখে নিতাই নাম এনেছে ব্রজ থেকে। নিতাই ইজ ভেরি ভেরি মোর মার্সিফুল দ্যান গৌর। হ্যাঁ, নিতাই ইজ মোর মার্সিফুল দ্যান গৌর। নিতাই স দি কন্ডিশন অফ জীব ইজ হিয়ার ইন দ্য মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড। হ্যাঁ, suffering, 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 suffering. Time immemorial, his heart, black heart bliss. So let me go, take this, Golokir Premandhan Harinam Sangeet, from Brajbhumi, Golok Vrindavan, came down here with that Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Mukhya pathe jiva paaye Krishna premadhana, nirapraade naam raile paaye. Your chanting is pure, offenseless. Your name is not different from Krishna. You'll get prema. Do you understand? Then you'll get Krishna. That is the mission of human life. There it says, Golokir Premandhana Harinam Sankirtan, Ratina Jamila Kenatai. So, this Harinam Sankirtana is Golokir Premandhana. This is invaluable asset available in Golok Vrindavan. But, I am so foolish rascal. I am not developed attachment, attraction for this
chanting of holy name. Isn't it? Developed attraction to what? Like hot, developed attraction to stool. Isn't it? The stool is available, stool is available. Not running there where such Goloka Premdham is available. Understand my language? Such a fool. Ratinadamilo cannot die. Why did my attraction for that Goloka Premdham Harnam Sankirtan never come about? Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness. Yes. Judaite na koi lupai. I have not taken the means to relieve it. I am such a fool. Rascal I am. Gajendra Nandana jayi sachi sutta hoilo sehi, balaram hoilo nitai. Dino hino jato chilo harinami dhalo tar sakhi jagai malai. Lord Krishna, son of King of Braja, became son of sachi, Lord Saitanya sachi nandan, balaram became nitai. Holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, are evidence of this. Aha, Prabhu Nanda Sutta, Vrishabhanu Sutta Sutta, Karuna Karo Hoi Vaar, Narottama Dasa Koye, Na Theli Varanga Paye, Tuma Vina Kya Chyama. O Lord Krishna, O Nasan Nanda, accompanied by daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me. Narottama Dasa says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved? Except for you, is only beloved. The object of love is Krishna. He insists. So that is the mission of life. One misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he is going, how long remain in this cycle of birth and death, and when will again achieve the human form of life, and chance to return home back to Godhead. The most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Every moment. Don't miss one moment. Isn't it? He's intelligent. Dejana Bhaja Krishna Se Bada Chatur. He is intelligent. Se Bada Chatur. He is very intelligent who does Krishna Bhajan with love. Priti Purna Bhajan. He is intelligent. Otherwise, what is intelligence? Do you understand? Jiver Swarupa Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das. The Swarupa of Jiva is Krishna's eternal servant. So, this Priti, Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, is Swarupa Dharma of Jiva. Understand my language? Swarupa Dharma, natural Dharma of the Jiva. But in a conditional state, he has forgotten Krishna. Developed but daily conditional life, thinking body is self. So, what type of dealings he has been doing in this bodily conditional life in conditional state? He's doing this loving dealings with his body, home and heart, his wife, his son, his daughter, his kith and kin, his relatives. Isn't it? Not loving dealings with Krishna. Isn't it? He has forgotten. As a result, what he gets? He gets some little, very little, little happiness. Consequence is unlimited misery, dukkha jonaya evati. Isn't it? Dukkha jonaya. Unlimited misery. Unlimited, unlimited. Fool is a fool. Fool! Is a fool, isn't it? He has not put or placed Krishna with object of love in platform of love. Instead, he has put whom? Put his body and body relation, wife, son, daughter in the platform of love. He's fool. Isn't it? Full. So, consequence, unlimited misery. Therefore, who is only Srudam Sarabhutanam? Who is your only well-wishing friend? Who is he? Krishna. What he says? Pridinnadavan vaivasudevi namuchyate dehajogena tavan. As long as You have not developed priti, love towards me, Vasudeva, Krishna. You will never be free from this bodily bondage. Understand me? Therefore say, how long will you remain in the cycle of birth and death? How long? As long as you have not developed priti, love towards me, Vasudeva, then how long? Here he says, if one misses this opportunity, doesn't know where he is going, how long he will remain in the cycle of birth and death, when will he again achieve human form of life and chance to return home back to Godhead? He is a fool. He is a fool, he misses this opportunity. Not fool, intelligent, never miss. The most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Every moment. So, Purushottam Teta, fool. Are acting like a fool? Jai jana bhaje Krishna, se vada satup. One who does Krishna bhajan, never misses one moment, he is most intelligent. Most intelligent. Krishna is the only object of love. Lord Hari is the only object of love. Priti is nitya vishaya. This priti, we have eternal loving relationship with Krishna. That is eternal. Here, relationship, material relationship, temporary. Temporary. Consequence, unlimited. Misery. So, this is the mission of human birth, mission of life. Krishna prema. And that Krishna comes as Gauranga, Sachinandana, prema purushottama, gives that prema through chanting this holy name. Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Mukhya pathe jiva paye Krishna prema dhana, niraparadhe naam loile paye prema dhana. If your chanting is offenseless, pure name is not different from Krishna, that is prema. Do you understand? Your chanting is pure, offenseless, then that's prema. You'll get prema, you'll get Krishna. Do you understand? That is question of prema. So that prema is the goal of life. Do you understand? That is the supreme perfection of human birth. Without prema, nobody can get Krishna. Nobody can approach Krishna. Nobody can get him. Do you follow? Therefore, the Gaudiya Acharyas, Vaishnavas, they say this, prema is supreme to paratattva, prema. Do you understand? And this creation, the base of creation is prema. Because it has come from Krishna. Do you understand? Anadiradri Govindam sarva karana karanam. So, in Vedic hymen it is also said, the jagat, material world, has come from that ananda, transcendental bliss, and going on. The goal is ananda, destination is ananda, going towards it, isn't it? And Veda says, anandam brahma. Brahma, supreme brahma, parabrahma, ananda. Sajid ananda vigraha, sanamaya, chinamaya, anandamaya, full of transcendental bliss. The Gaudiya Acharya says, that is prema. The parakastha, last limit of that ananda is prema. In Chaitanya Charitamrita he says, ananda chinmaya rasa prema rakhyan. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, ananda chinmaya rasa prema rakhyan. That rasa mellow is derived from that transcendental pleasure. It's transcendental mellow chinmaya rasa, that is prema. Understand me? Ananda chinmaya rasa prema rakhyan. Chaitanya Charitamrita, you may see. So, this prema is not one-sided, it is two-sided. Prema has viṣaya and āśraya. Do you understand? Viṣaya, āśraya. Krishna is prītir viṣaya and premi bhaktas are prītir āśraya. Do you understand? Krishna is the object of love, premi bhaktas, they are abode of love. Āśraya. Isn't it? So, here it is hinted, Rupa Goswami, Rasācārya, he has given the definition of prema. What is that definition? যদ ভাববন্ধন জুনর্বুধে প্রেমা নিগদ্যতে I cannot but tell this thing, because it is hinted here, the goal of human life. Jadbhavandhanam junar budhi premani gadgade. This is bhavandhanam. This is the tie of loving bondage. Understand me? Bondage of loving sentiment. That is prema. Understand my language? Jadbhavandhanam junar budhi premani gadgade. This bandhanam, this bondage, is eternal, not temporary. Is always newer, never grows old. Understand? Never grows old. Is ever newer. It has no death, it's deathless. Do you understand? Amar, Abhinasi, that is prema. Understand me? Though externally, apparently you find all the symptoms, all the causes of annihilation is there, still it is not annihilated. Sarvata dhausa raitam satyapi dhausa karani. This is prema. Understand me? My language? Deaf. Why shall I say if you are deaf? Cannot hear me? Why shall I say? Are you hearing? If you are deaf, then I am sowing the seed in a barren land. No fructification. Usara bhumite bija bopon. No reciprocation. So, this is bhav bandhan, loving bondage between bhakta and bhagavan, premi bhakta and bhagavan. Understand me? This is prema. So, then there is gradual development. Isn't it? Gradual development. Example, acharyas give. This is mellow, you understand? Juice, sugarcane juice, like sugarcane juice, so sweet. If you condense it, then it becomes what? Molasses. Make it more condensed, then it becomes sugar. Make it more condensed, then it becomes sugar candy. Isn't it? And make it more condensed. Then what is that? Sita Mishri. The big block of sugar candy. Not tiny blocks. Understand? Similarly, the gradual development of this prema is there. That is gradual development. That is sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, rudha mahabhava, dridha mahabhava, madanakya, madanakya. Understand? Last is Madanakya Mahabhava. Do you follow? This is topic. Gaudiya Acharyas, they have discussed this thing. So, let me in this respect tell you, when this prema becomes condensed, then it says sneha. First is sneha. What is that sneha? Chit dip dipanam Uddhal Niramani Rupapad says, when this sneha stage comes, the heart, in the heart, the devotee, there's some enlightenment is there. In Gita, that Krishna says, Tesang satta juktanang bhajatang pridipurvakam dhadami buddhi yogam tam jena mangupadanti de. Next verse says, Tesang eva anukampartham aham ajnanadam tamam nasayami atmabhavastha jnanadipena bhasvata. It is hinted there. In Gita everything is there, but in very seed form. But it is explained elaborately in Bhagavatam. Then most in Sridhantaram, gradual development. It's all there. Do you understand? Tesang eva anukampartham ajnanadam tamam nasayami atmabhavastha jnanadipena bhasvata. I enkindle the jnana-dipa, the light of knowledge. Thereby, the ignorance called darkness dissipated. This is sneha. Chit-dip-dipanam. Chit-dip-dipanam. That means hrudaya. The heart becomes enlightened. There is no question of darkness at all. No ignorance. Again, Sudayan, Dravayan. Then, this is the first rise, first condensed state of prema, that is sneha. Then Sudayan, Dravayan. That means the heart melts. No hardness is there. Heart melts. Understand me? Heart melts. This is sneha. When this sneha state is there, then what will happen? You'll definitely daily come to see the beautiful form of the Lord. Here Prabhupada says. What Prabhupada says, it is all here. Very short purport, but so big thing is here. Deep purport here. Bhakti Vedanta purport, you understand. Here he says. Practical he says. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, he must come, he cannot but come. Like a drunkard, very addicted in drinking. Sir, run. Where is liquor, sir? Where is liquor, sir? Where is liquor, sir? Where is liquor, sir? Isn't it? Addicted. So one, the sneha space has come, is addicted. Where is temple? Where is Radha Krishna? Where is beautiful Shyam Sundar? Where shall I go and see? Daily come. This is what. Understand what Bhakti Vedanta Purport says? Are you understanding? Are you understanding? Are you understanding? It is all here, therefore it is everything in my book. But you try to understand it, Baba. Go deep, deeper most region. Then you collect gem and bell of gem. Don't float in the surface of the ocean, then you collect fish only. And Bhakti Vedanta Swami doesn't want that you collect fish. Fulfill the mission of human life, he says, mission of human life. Be intelligent, don't be poor. Understand my language. Don't be poor, be intelligent. Try to understand Bhakti Vedanta Purport, try to understand, Baba. Fool. Are you fool? Are you understanding? Are you ever touching it? Ever touching it? It's like touch stone. If you can touch, if you're fortunate, touch it immediately. Attraction is there. Yes. You are far, far away from it, Baba. Not touching. Such a fool. Thinking yourself, very intelligent, fool thing, I'm very intelligent. Grateful. Thinking yourself, very intelligent. Are Baba. Grateful. Asutyam nam nasutyastam pragyam badancho vasase. Isn't it? Krishna Arjuna was thinking himself very wise. But Sisyate yam sadhi mantam prapannam. And he said, I become your sishya. Please sadhi mantam. Please inflict discipline on me. Asutyam pragyam badancho. Asutya nanasusan the pragyambhavan. The number one fool thinking yourself, Pandit! You fool! First chastisement is Guru's chastisement. Thinking yourself, Pandit, learned! Number one fool! Pandit, they never lament, you are lamenting and thinking. Pandit, learned! Such a fool you are, thinking I am intelligent, very intelligent. A fool! So, when this sneha stage comes, then he becomes attracted to the beautiful form of Krishna. Understand? That is the, what you say, result, fruit. Phalayana parichoyate. There is a phalayana parichoyate. It is just from the fruit. Then you can daily come to temple. Here is the Prabhupada says, daily. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, who? Who comes? Who sees? Who sees beautiful form of Shyam Sundar? Oh, how beautiful is Krishna here? Where is liquor shop? Liquor shop? Where is temple? Where is temple? Where is Radha Krishna temple? Where is nice Shyam Sundar form? Where shall I go? Sneha. We understand. That is the test. So he will say the ever new, ever fresh. Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty never grows old. Krishna never grows old. Nitya navanavayamana. Every moment, newer, fresh. Do you see the same form every day? Fool. Say, I have gone there. Krishna Balaram Mandir, I have seen. You fool. Have you seen? Son, ever new, ever fresh. Oh, I have not seen such beauty. It daily comes. This is now. At that time, there is no satiation in seeing the beauty of Krishna. No satiation. Koti netra nahi dilo, sabe dilo dui, tahate nimesa Krishna ki dekhiba mui. Then he says, oh, this rascal Brahma don't know how to create nicely. Chastises Brahma. He's a rascal. He don't know how to create nicely. He gave only two eyes to me. Never gives cross the eyes. How can you see the beauty of Krishna? Such rascal is. This is a hostess. Understand? Jagdish Pandit. This Sneha only gave two eyes, never gave cross of eyes. All eyes gave two eyes, again eyelids are there. Blinking. Why can't I see the beauty of Krishna? This is Sneha. Again another symptom of Sneha, that it will become very greedy to hear Krishna Katha. Yes. Then he says, Rascal Brahma gave me 2 years. Arbhuta Karna. He didn't give me millions of years, only gave two years. Isn't it? And deaf. You can't hear. Deafness is there. No satiation. There is no satiation seeing the beauty of Krishna. No satiation seeing Krishna Katha. Do you understand? Hear more and more. And again another test, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And test the mellow, Namamruta, nectarian mellow emanating from the holy name. So sweet. Testing. Then what says? Na jani ko te ko madhu shyam nami ache go na ni ko te ko madhu shyam nami ache go badan charite nahi pare badan charite nahi pare. Oh, such sweetness is there in the name of Shyam. Such nectarian sweetness is there in the name of Shyam. Ajitananda. Testing. Such nectarian sweetness is in the name of Shyam. Oh, my friend. Oh, my friend, such sweetness is there, nectar and sweetness in the name of Shyam. My tongue doesn't want to leave it for one moment. So, where is it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is chanting? How many? 16 rounds, so much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then test stool. So, nanane kote ko madhu shyam name ache go, badan charite na pare. Such nectarian sweetness, honey is there in the name of Shyam. My tongue don't want to leave it for a moment. Where it is, therefore, Prabhupada says, chant the holy name of the Lord. Who chants, Baba? Are you chanting? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chanting, This is now stage. You understand? chanting, tasting, never ceases. The tongue will never cease chanting. Oh, such sweet nectarian honey I am tasting, how can I? Huh? Stop it! This is sneha. Do you follow? This is sneha. Then it becomes more condensed, then it comes mana. Huh? Sneha. Next condensed stage is mana. Mana means what you say in English? Somebody has pouting counter love due to confidential familiarities. Somebody gave this translation. I don't know. Yes, counter love, huh? Mana. Pouting counter love due to confidential familiarities. That's mana. Huh? When this mana stays, this is very wonderful. Huh? In this wonderful stage, this Krishna is beloved, isn't it? Beloved, most beloved. But most beloved, that one dhab comes in Ujjwala Niramani, that is known as Adakshinya bhav. Rupa Goswami has mentioned Adakshinya bhav. What is that? Adakshinya bhav means he becomes very grave. Do you understand? Lover becomes very grave. And due to this gravity, he hides his sentiments, bhav. Do you understand? Never expresses it because of this gravity. That is known as adakshinya bhav. In Ujjwala Niramani says, this is mana. This stage, in this stage, one feels the pangs of separation, viraha dasa. Understand me? Viraha dasa. Krishna, the love has two sides. Lover, beloved, Vishoy, Ashroy. Do you understand? Krishna is the Priti, Vishoy, object of love, and Premi, Bhakta, Gopis, Radharani, that type of Bhaktas, they are Priti, Ashroy, the abode of love, isn't it? So there is loving reciprocations. So in this mana stage, Krishna is very dear to his devotees. Krishna always wants, but so Krishna's loving dealings are there, but in this mana stage, the lover, what he says, because of his gravity, he develops abhimana, sulkiness. Do you understand? Develops sulkiness, then he disregards it. And later, he laments. Kanya kahepuna dhikmar buddhi abhimane harailu karnaguna nidhi. Then he cries, laments, oh, condemns himself, I am such a fool, I disregarded the loving dealings of my most beloved. I disregarded it. Thereby, I lost it. Then he feels the acute pang of separation. This is mana. When mana becomes more condensed, then it becomes pranaya. Pranaya. Therefore, say pranaya vikruti. Pranaya, in pranaya stage, Rupa Goswami, till Rupa Goswami says in Ujjwala Niramani, he uses one word that says visrambha. Visrambha. Visrambha means abhinna manana. Abhinna manana. That means, in that stage, love, beloved, lover, that means Radharani, never thinks her own body, mind, life, intelligence is different from Krishna's. You understand? Abhinna manana. Thinking non-different. Abhinnata. That is pranaya. Understand me? Oneness. That's pranaya. Therefore is oneness. Is abhinna manana. Therefore, the garment of Radharani is blue. Blue. Nilamani. You understand? Is abhinna. This is because in the heart, Ujjwala Niramani is there. Such garment is blue. Then, when pranaya becomes more condensed, then it's called raga. It's known as raga. So, in this raga stage, for the beloved, if he suffers, do you understand? Very severely if he suffers for the beloved, do you understand? Still, it seems to be very pleasing. Suffering seems to be pleasing in that stage. Tomar lagya kolankar har kolai purthe subha. You understand? So, people and brother, they are criticizing Radharani. Radharani is a, what do you say? Unchaste prostitute. You understand? Koba nadani, nadati, jamunam kulinam manu, radharami kulata bavadu. Whoever, who is not going to the Jamuna to fetch water, if Radharani goes, becomes prostitute, kulata. Such criticism is there. Do you understand? So this praga stage, such nasty criticism, becomes very pleasing. Therefore, a light was Shyam. For you, this nasty criticism is like a nice garland for me, I'll put around my neck. Understand? This is raga. Then, raga becomes more content, then becomes anuraga. And then anuraga stays, you'll see ever fresh, newer, 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 newer relishment you'll get. Aswadara, newer, 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 newer relishment. And soipirati anuraga bakhanite tile tile nutan hoy. Every moment you become newer, newer relishment, not same type of relishment every moment you will get. Do you understand? Do you think the beauty of Krishna is there in Krishna? He says no. You say yes. How you say no? Understand what he says? That's the fact. That's the fact. How it newer, newer, Baba? It is the eye of the beloved. Understand me? Eye of the lover. Krishna is beloved. Eye of the lover. Premi bhakta. It is his eye. It depends on the eye. Eye of premi bhakta. Krishna's beauty, how ever newer, 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 newer. You understand? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has written that thing, quoting Krishna's words, Amar madhurya nitya navanava hoy, so sa prema nurupa bhakta aswadhoy. Do you follow? Amar madhurya nitya navanava hoy, so sa prema nurupa bhakta aswadhoy. My madhurya, my beauty, sweetness of my beauty, every moment is newer, newer. The bhakta, premi bhakta releases according to his eagerness. Do you understand? According to his or her eagerness. This is anuraga dasa. One wonderful, wonderful event takes place in this anuraga dasa. What is that? That if there is union, sambhoga, do you follow? Sambhoga, in that union, sambhoga, time, even a kalpa, seems to be a moment. Do you follow? When there is ras dance, there is sambhoga, union. Brahmaratri, for one night of Brahma, ras dance continues. Isn't it? From one night, what is calculation? So long period. You cannot calculate. One night of Brahma. Satya, Treta, Dvapara, Kali. Four jugas come 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Calculate how many years. That is one night of Brahma. So long period of rasa dance continued. But the gopis thought of it. It is like a flash of a lightning. Chick! Came and went out. So long period seems to be a moment, the flash of lightning. This is wonderful event takes place in this anuraga dasa. Understand me? Again, in the viraha dasa is a union. Viraha dasa, jugayitam nimisenaha, that is viraha dasa. juga itam nimisya. One moment seems to be long, very long juga. Jugai tam nimisena chakshusa prabhusai tam sunyai tam jagasarvam govinda virahenami. That is the wonderful event expressed in this anuragadasa. Do you understand? So, this is wonderful event in anuragadasa. And gopis in asrajani, when Krishna, do you understand what you say? Suddenly disappeared. Some rash dance, taking Radhani with him. All gopis, they are crying, lamenting. Isn't it? What they are saying? What they are saying? The tenth canto. Srimad Bhagavatam, I quoted that verse that day. You quote. Jatte sujata saranam muram stanesu bhitasani priyadadhimai karkasesu tenata vingata sita vyathade naki swit krupa adhivir bhamati dhir bhavat ayusvang naha. That's the verse. Jatte sujata saranam muram stanesu bhitasani priyadadhimai karkasesu tenata vingata sita vyathade naki swit krupa adhivir bhamati dhir bhavat ayusvang naha. That's the verse.
Our dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breast, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds therefore are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by the pebbles as you roam about on the forest path.
Yes. Do you understand? That is their feeling. That is their feeling. They are afraid. Oh Lord, oh my beloved, we are very much afraid. When we put your such soft lotus feet on our breast is very hard. We are afraid it may hurt you. It may hurt you. But bhitasani dadhimai karkasesu. But you are wandering in the jungle of Vrindavan with that lotus feet. That jungle of Vrindavan filled with thorns and pointed pebbles. So are not they hurting you? How are you wondering? Then thinking, what is that? Thinking this, our head reels. What happened? So, is it that Krishna's lotus feet have become very hard, coming in contact with our hard breast? Or the thorns and pebbles have become very soft, coming in contact with the soft lotus feet of Krishna? Do you understand me? This is thought. This thought comes. Our head reels. This is the symptom of anuraga, anuragavati, lakshana. Understand me? Then anuraga becomes more condensed, then becomes bhava. Sambhedya dosa, javadasya vruti. Udra Niramani, Rupapa says, Sambhedya dosa, javadasya vruti. That means, in this anuraga stage, there is no language to speak about. You cannot describe the language such stage that it is only such a devotee only can understand it in his heart. It is the heart's understanding only. You understand me? It says, Sumbhidya dosa. He himself, one who was in that stage, only he can understand. There is no language to describe it. It is the Sumbhidya dosa. Do you understand? And again, such feeling simultaneously arise simultaneously. That's the Javadasya Bhuti. And when this bhava arises in the heart, then external symptoms are there. Astha sattvika, vikara. Asru, kampa, pulaka, sveda, vaivanya, sarabhanga, tamba, pralaya. Shedding of tears, shivering of the body, kampa, pulaka, ecstasy with body, the your hairs on the body are raised, and that is pulaka, sveda, perspiration, vaibhanya, heading of the color, swarabhanga, faltering voice, stambha, no movement, motionless, then praya, murcha, unconscious, for that. This astasattvika bhava. Eight sattvika symptoms arise, manifest in body, that is external symptoms. Then you can understand that he is in bhava stage. All right. Then bhava becomes markandeya, and then it becomes mahabhava. Understand me? Then rudra bhava, adhirudra mahabhava, madhana, madhana. I have said, this is the gradual development of prema, and culmination is madhanakshya mahabhava. That is the mission of human life, prema, you understand? And Mahaprabhu, here it says, one who has developed that prema, so he will daily come. He has got double attachment, asakti, daily come to the temple, see the such neighbor. Ever fresh beauty of Krishna, makes offering by worshipping deity, chants his holy name, such, releases such nectar and sweet emanating, sweetness emanating from holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, and preaches about the glories of activities of the Lord as much as possible. Preaches. Goes out, he cannot stay. Sit tightly in the room. Go out and preach. Prana-chitar-setu-prachar. Prana-chitar-setu-prachar. He has life. Therefore goes out and preach. What is the life? What is the life, Baba? What is life? Below. Because life, source of life is Krishna. Understand? Source of the life is Krishna. Krishna is the life. Shyama mor pranadhana. Understand me? Shyama mor pranadhana. Shyama mor avarana. Jivaniro jivana, shyama moro jivaniro jivana, shyama hena dhana pavo, iyaro madhare thobo. This is shyama moro pranadhana, shyama moro avarana, shyama moro jivaniro jivana. That Shyama is the life of my life. Shyama is my lord of my heart, invaluable asset. Shyama is my whole ornament. Shyama is the life of my life. Prana chitar setu prachar. He sees how Krishna's jiva is suffering. His heart bleeds, seeing the suffering of the jivas. It's Krishna's jiva, Krishna's, Krishna's. Yes, suffering. Let me go and inculcate complete Krishna consciousness. Let his suffering be done away with forever. That is prana, life. He goes out and preaches. You understand? That person goes out and preaches. His heart bleeds in the suffering. Jiva, jiva, part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna's jiva, who is the object of my love, who is the lord of my heart, is suffering. Yes, life. Therefore goes out and preaches. Who will go out and preach, Baba? And no life. Shyama is not your life. How long? Oh, I am tired, I am tired, I am tired, I am tired. Then you feel tired. But tirelessly going preaching. Because Shyama is life. Prana chitar setu prachar. That's what Prabhupada says here. Preaches about glorious activity, love,
much as possible. Who can do so? All Bhaktivedanta Bhagavata. What says one sentence? It has so deep purport in it. Huh? One has gotten Shyam as his life. Huh? He goes out to preachers. He sees, oh, divas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Huh? The Krishna is object of my love, which is Lord of my heart. Suffering, how can I tolerate? My heart bleeds. That's what he preaches. Who can preach? That is prema, the question of love. That's the mission of human life. Mission of human life. This is becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asapti. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, madhya asakta mana, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. One human birth. If one misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he is going. How long will he remain in the cycle of birth and death? How long? How long? Huh? When will he again achieve? No guarantee. Again achieve human form of life? No guarantee. Our manasdhan may hoy, no hoy. You may again get or may not get. No guarantee. Is there a guarantee? Huh? No guarantee. So he's a fool who misses. Most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Jai jana bhade Krishna sevara chatur is really most intelligent who does Krishna bhajan. It's priti purna bhajan. Bhajan with love. Krishna says, manmana bhava, madbhakta, majaji, mangnamashkura. Think of me. Huh? Every moment. Don't miss one moment, manmana bhava. Huh? Every moment think of me. Who can? One who has gotten this prema. This is the activity of prema. Stupid mind. Mind is stupid, fickle, stubborn, disobedient. Isn't it? Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi balabadgudham tasyam nirumanni bayori vasudaskara. Gita, 6th chapter. Huh? Isn't it, teacher of Gita? Huh? Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi balabadgudham tasyam nirumanni bayori. Stupid mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, fickle mind. Fickle mind, most fickle. Isn't it? Oh, Krishna, Arjuna, this is Arjuna's war. Arjuna is a great warrior. He says, impossible, 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 impossible to control this fickle mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, isn't it? Impossible, impossible, by your evil Sudhaskaram. Can you say the, blowing up the bowl and stir with your fist? Is it impossible? Similarly, it's impossible to control this fickle mind, stubborn mind. Do you understand? How will it be? Krishna says, manmana bhava, think of me every moment. That Krishna came as Mahaprabhu, what he says, same instruction. Ahornisa chinta krishna balaho bodhane. Ahornisa chinta krishna balaho bodhane. Isayoni ibodhane kiva jagoroni. Isoyoni kibodoni kibajagaroni. Krishna says, aharnisa, day and night, 24 hours. Think of Krishna, manmana bhava. All condition, waking condition, sleeping condition, dreaming condition, while taking food. Don't miss one moment. That is manmana bhava. Are you doing? So, who does? One has developed this priti, prema. This question of priti. This stupid mind is so fickle, you see.
is fickleness such? Huh? This goes in such a speed, speedier than the speed of the light, speed of the wind. Yes, isn't it? The speed of this mind is more than the speed of the light, and the speed of the wind, pavanurgati. So speed, so fickle. How can you control it? How can fix a lot of feet of Krishna, Manmanaya Bhava? Think of me, day and night, 24 hours, waking condition, sleeping condition, while eating food. How will it be? Unless you have developed pretty love, it's not possible at all. Develop some love and affection for his body relations, wife, son, daughter, thinking. Not put Krishna in the platform of love. How can you do it? That is the goal of human life. That is Parama Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha, Fifth Purusartha, Krishna Prema. This is the question of pretty. Otherwise you cannot become Manmanabhava. That is the most confidential. Sarvaguhyatamam. Sarvaguhyatamam. Most confidential instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Sarvaguhyatamam bhuyam sunume paramam vachah. 18th chapter. Last part of 18th chapter you'll find. 9th chapter he said, again he repeated in 18th chapter, sarvaguhyatamam sunume paramam vachah. Sarvaguhyatamam. Most confidential. Manmanabhavam abhakto. Majaji mang namaskar mang vishasi satyante pratijane riyosime. You are very dear, that is satya, the truth I tell you, most confidential. Manmanabhava, think of me constantly, every moment, don't forget me, even for one moment. This is thinking, this is the question of love, priti. If I have not developed prithi, how can a stupid mind think of fickle mind? No possibility, no possibility. This is prithi. This is the mission of human life, yes. This is the mission of human life. Most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of life, loving service, prithi purna bhajan, engaged in prithi purna bhajan. This question of prithi, love, loving service. This question of love. Otherwise, it's not possible at all. Do you follow me? And this is reciprocation. This is reciprocation. Krishna says, Manonabhava. Who is the example? Where is the example? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manonabhava. Example is given in 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Understand? 10th canto of Bhagavatam, example is given there. Example is given there. You'll find is Uddhava Sandesh, 10th canto example, Bhagavata, Gopi's love of Gopi, love of Radharani, topmost. Every moment, day and night, 24 hours, they are thinking. Similarly, Krishna is thinking, this is reciprocal, reciprocation. If you think of Krishna, every moment Krishna thinks of you. Understand me? This is Krishna went to Mathura. Akrura came, took Krishna Balaram to Mathura. Krishna left Braja Bhumi, saw gopis, they are feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna, isn't it? They have become completely mad. They have given up everything, no eating, no sleeping, nothing. Their body have become very skinny, you see. As if dying. Every moment they are thinking, this is Manmanabhava. Such viraha, vyatha, such pangs, acute pangs, they are feeling. Do you think only this feeling is there with gopis, not with Krishna? This is reciprocal. Krishna also feels. Understand? Krishna also feels that this is reciprocal. This is not one-sided. This is two sides. And question of priti comes, it has two sides. We saw as soy. Lover, beloved. Krishna also feels the pangs of separation from gopis. Yes. Krishna also feels such
acute pang of separation from gopis. What to do? He couldn't go there, gopis couldn't come here. What to do? What is the solution? To send the message of love. This is the only solution. Then Krishna sends Uddhava, isn't it? There is Uddhava Sandesh. 10th canto, you'll find, chapter is there, sending Uddhava. Sending Uddhava, because Uddhava is very dear. Na tathame priyatama, atma jonir, na sankara na sankarsana, na sri naivatma jatha bhava. Isn't it? Uddhava, you are so dear. Atma jani Brahma is not so dear to me, Sankara is not so dear to me, Sankarsana, my brother Sankarsana is not so dear to me, Sri, my wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me, Naivatma, my soul, I myself is not so dear to me, as you are dear. Isn't it? Then who can carry this loving message? Such a loving friend, such dear, with dear only he can carry such message of love. So he chooses. He chooses Uddhava. Chooses Uddhava. Then send. He called Uddhava. Hey, come. Come. Not coming. Come. Come here. Take Uddhava. I was in the seat on his lap. Allows him to sit on his lap. Do you follow? Then, right hand. Holds his right hand, like this. Krishna, holds his right hand. Then stand. Say it. Gathodhava pradasam pradam samya pridinna pridimavah gopinang madhviyogadhing vatsandasai vimotaya. Says this thing. Go to Brother Bhumi, Uddhava, go to Brother Bhumi. Take this message and deliver this message to them, console them. Understand? He said, then he stops. Then Krishna stops thinking. And Uddhava thinks, what more? Is there anything more? Krishna hesitates, shall I tell or not tell? No, I must tell. Then he says, Gopinang. He speaks past father and mother, then he says, Gopinang. Madhyoga, dhing, matsanda, seimasya. All right. Also, take this message of love. The gopis, you'll meet the gopis. Madhyoga, dhing, matsanda, sei. They are feeling very, very acute pang of separation from me. Yes. Matsanda, sei. Take this message of love. Just deliver them, as they are feeling such acute pangs of separation from, I am also feeling such pangs of separation from them, my heart is also crying for them, Then Krishna himself says his own words, Taman manaskamat pranam adarthe tekta dehika, mami vadaitam prestam atmanum manasagataha. 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 46th chapter, 4th verse, is Krishna's own words. Tam manmanaska amat pranam adathe tekta dehika mami vadaitam prestam atmanam manasagata. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, manmana bhavo. But here he gives example, who are they? Gopis. Tan manmanaska. Thus gopis, their mind is fixed in me. Manmanaska. Their mind. Every moment they are thinking me. Yes. They are giving their mind and heart to Krishna. Understand? Have you given Jagadish? Keeping by yourself my mind, my heart. Yes, isn't it? Tan manmanaska. Mat prana, madathe tekta dehika, mami vadaitam prestamatman, manasagata. They have given their heart, they have given their mind and heart to me. You understand? That is manmanaska. This is example here. Krishna says there in Bhagavad Gita, manmanabha. Example is given here in 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Understand? Who are manmanaska? Gopis. It's pure love.
their mind and heart don't belong to them. You understand? Don't belong to them. It is completely belongs to Krishna. Man manaska. Understand me? They've given it to Krishna. Huh? You'll never find example anywhere. Only one example, the gopis. Sudalabhang bhagavatahi loke. Such persons, devotees are very rare. Are very easily available. Huh? Premibhak, very rare. Sudalabha. Huh? So in Bhagavata you'll find detail is given there. When in sutra form, Gita says, it's detailed description, elaborate explanation given in Bhagavatam. You understand? Manmana bhavo. And Krishna himself says this thing. Manmanaska mat prana. Their mind, their heart and mind they have given to me, that is mine. That's not there. Mat prana. That means Krishna is their prana. Krishna is their life. Mat prana. Huh? Whatever they are thinking in their mind is everything relating to Krishna, nothing else, no other thought. Every moment thinking Krishna, that is manmanabhava. Huh? All their bodily activities, mental activities, by speech, anything, is all related to Krishna, nothing but Krishna. And again, tekta dehika, madarthe tekta dehika, that means they are prepared to give up their body for me. Follow me? They are prepared to give up their body, leave their body for me. Such love. Takta dehika. Takta dehika. This is one. The speaker of Gita says that thing. Gives example. One who gives his mind and heart to Krishna, similarly Krishna gives his mind and heart to them. This is a reciprocation. This is reciprocation. As gopis are thinking, Krishna is similarly thinking day and night. Do you understand? But never speaks to anybody. Keeps hidden. Now he discloses this is the bhava, his heart, to his dear, most dear friend, Uddhava. Do you understand? Madanyata tena nānanti nāhu tebhyo manāgapi. They don't know anybody but me. I also don't know anybody. Only but them, isn't it? That's all. Such bhakta. So, Uddhava is thinking, Krishna is so deeply thinking of the Braja gopis. So, mat prana, Krishna says mat prana, these gopis, themselves Braja bhumi, they are my life. Krishna is their life, Krishna says they are my life. Understand me? I am now staying in Mathura. Isn't it? It's my body is only in Mathura. Do you understand? But my life is there. Understand me? My body is only lying here. But my life is there. My mind is there. My heart is there. Everything there. Krishna says. I am doing some activity, work here and taking breathing, inhalation and exhalation. But my life is there. Do you follow me? This is reciprocal, pure love. My mind, my life, everything is in Braja Bhumi, only my body is here. That Krishna says. Acha, if one question is here, why? Why such condition? Oh Krishna, why that condition has come to you? Oh, what is that? If this question will be asked, then what answer Krishna gives? Jetyakta loka dharmasta madarthe tan vibharsyam. Krishna says, 10th canto. Jetyakta loka dharmasta madarthe tan vibharsyam. That was so love, pure love for me. They have given up everything. They have broken the family tie, which is very strong, cannot be broken, isn't it? Durjaya Grahasankala, that verse is there. They have broken it. Given up all dharmas. Sarva dharmana paritejya mame kunsam. This is it. All dharma, Vedic dharma, all Veda dharma they have given up. Isn't it? That is complete surrender. This is based on pure love. Then never mind what is real dharma and adharma. Never mind. Kick everything. Huh? You understand? So how can I divorce you? How can I forget them? My heart and my life, everything is with them. I cannot forget them. How can I forget? How can I leave them? This bandhana, this bondage, bondage of love, prema bandhana. You understand? And the feeling very acute pangs of separation from me. This viraha, this pang of separation is so acute that frequently they fall down unconsciously, murcha. Understand me? Uddhava. Frequently those Braj gopis, they fall down unconsciously. Therefore they are surviving, otherwise they would have died. They would have died. You understand? This is respect and love. Many things Krishna says. Uddhava, that means Krishna is Gopi Viraha Vidhura. Radha Viraha Vidhura. Understand? Krishna feels the pangs of separation from Gopi's pangs of separation from Krishna. I mean Radha. Understand me? As they feel the acute pangs of separation from Krishna, similarly Krishna feels. This is the reciprocation of love. Understand me? So, then he said one thing. At last. He kept patience, still he can't keep patience. Then he said, O Uddhava, during time of summer season, scorching heat of the sun is there. So, the water from all ponds, lakes dry up. Isn't it? Dry up. So, when the water is dried up, the turtles, there in the lake or pond, what happens to them? What happens to them? How can they survive? Water is dried up. Somehow, these turtles keep themselves hide into the mud there. Mud. Understand me? Because water is dried up. Understand my language? This is 10th canto. Similarly, my pang of separation is like scorching heat of the sun in Brajabhumi. Understand me? Understand my language? My pang of separation is like summer season, scorching heat of the sun. Therefore, heart of the gopis, that is like lake. You understand? The jaw of the water there, in the heart of the gopis, is dried up. So turtle, prana kurma, their life is like turtles. How can they survive? The water is dried up now. The heart is like lake. And my pang of separation is very hot. Summer, causing heat of the sun, then it's completely dried up. Then prana kurma, their life is like turtles. So, but they, now somehow, they have gone into the mud there. What is that? One hope is there. They have, remember, when I left Brother Mahi, I told, I will come back. Finishing my work in Mathura, I will come back. This hope is there. Krishna will come back. This is mud. Do you understand? The life, like the turtle, like lives, the turtles, they are inside that mud. Somehow they are surviving. Asa, this hope. Jasa masa mrda manusuta prana kurma vasanti. That verse is there in 10th canto. With this hope, this is like mud that I'll come back. So, they are surviving. I have no language. I cannot describe the feeling of mine, Krishna says. And saying this, Krishna said tears, very hot tears. Krishna said hot tears. And Uddhava looking at the eyes of Krishna, Krishna is shedding tears, hot tears falling down, drops off. And Krishna, Uddhava is thinking, oh, How loving are the gopis? Yes, I cannot understand what love they have developed. Now Krishna is speaking this thing. Krishna is crying for them. Krishna is feeling seductive pangs of separation for them. So bhakta has bhagavat viraha, bhagavan has bhakta viraha. Isn't it this reciprocation? Understand my language? Devotee, premi bhakta feels the pangs of separation. Lord Krishna feels the pangs of separation from his love. Devotee, understand me? This is reciprocal. This is reciprocal. This is reciprocal. As they are crying, shedding tears, Krishna is also crying and shedding tears. For this is Madhurya Ras. Understand me? This is Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras. This is the last limit of prema. Mahaprabhu is similarly crying. Crying, 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 shedding tears. That is Mahaprabhu. So, manmana bhava, think of me. Who can think? Unless you develop such love for Krishna, your stupid mind, fickle mind cannot think. Fickle mind cannot fix the lotus feet of Krishna or Krishna. This is prema is the last limit. So most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. So give your mind. All eyes, give your mind. Give your mind to Krishna. Krishna says they have given their mind, heart, everything to me. So you give Jagadish. Will you give him? Are you giving? If you give, do you think Krishna will accept it? Your body, mind is so dear to you, you will never give it. Isn't it? It's very dear to you. You know your body is very dear to you? So how can you give him? Are you giving? If you give your mind or heart to Krishna, I think Krishna will never accept it. Because whose mind and whose heart Krishna accepts? Whom Krishna selects? Now I'll steal his heart. Krishna is supreme stealer. Chauragraganya. Understand? Chauragraganya. Allow him to steal your heart, Baba. Understand my language? Allow him. Oh, supreme thief, please steal my heart. Oh, your heart, dirty heart, dirty heart, dirty heart, I won't steal. Very dirty heart, nasty heart, I won't steal, I won't take. If you give, you'll never accept. Jagadish. Understand my language? If you give, still dirty heart, dirty, dirty. Contaminate, fill the heart. I won't take. Not take. If you give, not accept, I will never steal also. What is needed? Pure heart. Purity. Isn't it? It should be pure heart. Purity will be there. No contamination, no filth will be there. No dirt will be there. What is that? Anyam vilasta sunyam jnana karmadi anabhuta anukulyena krishna anusharanam bhaktir uttama. Isn't it? Uttama bhakti. Prema bhakti. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Anukulyena krishna. Always engaged, what he said, day and night, 24 hours. Most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of his life to render loving service to Lord. That will give love. That will give pleasure, that will give all enjoyment to Lord Krishna, nothing for him. He never wants anything for himself. Krishna selects his heart to steal it. Understand me? Your heart is like that. If you offer it to Krishna, Krishna never accept. Krishna, you are supreme stealer, steal my heart. Never steal. Never still. Dirty heart. Filthy heart. Not pure. This is, it is not enough, Baba, a light. Purity is there, some jnanis are there, yogis, they maintain some purity. Understand me? They maintain some purity. Never commit any sinful act. Understand me? One, when Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan in Srivasangan, courtyard of Srivas Pandit, one brahmachari was there. He is very strict brahmachari. Do you understand? He only drinks milk. He never eats anything, only drinks milk. He never commits any sinful act. Very strict. Do you understand? Very strict follows celibacy. Strict brahmachari. Understand me? One day he requested Srivas Pandit, "Will you please allow me enter into your courtyard? I want to see Mahaprabhu's dancing, singing, dancing. Understand? Understand me?" Srivas Pandit thought of, oh, he is pure. Because his heart is pure. He never commits any sinful act. Very strictly follow. Strict brahmachari, like Avadhut. Very strict brahmachari. Never commits any sinful activity, never thinking also, only drinks milk, very pure. So there would have been no objection if I allow him. Understand? He allowed, still he had apprehension. He said, "All right, you are allowed, but stay there in that corner. Don't come out." She put him in one corner of the room and covered him with a thick rug. Covered him. Do you understand me? Just stay there. Mahaprabhu came, started, bhaktas came, started Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. After few minutes, now someone else is here. Yes, someone else in this room. Why I cannot get ecstasy in my chanting, dancing, in my kirtan? Someone else must be here. Then what to do? Srivas couldn't hide it. Srivas said, "Yes, that brahmachari. Drive it out, very soon, drive it out, drive it out!" Drive it out immediately, drive him out! মোর নৃত্য দেখলে তার কোন শক্তি? অয়পান করলে কি মরে হয় ভক্তি? এবার ড্রিঙ্কস মিল্ক ডেভেলপ ভক্তি পারবি? দি মঙ্কি ইজ দ্য রিমেন নাকেড, দে অনলি ইট ফ্রুটস, দে আর ভেরি পিওর মঙ্কিস, রিমেন নাকেড, অনলি ইট ফ্রুট. ওই পান করলে কি মরে হয় ভক্তি? অনলি বাই ড্রিঙ্কিং মিল সমান ডেভেলপ ভক্তি টুয়ার্ডস মি, ড্রাইভিং আউট, ড্রাইভিং আউট, ড্রাইভিং আউট ইমিডিয়েটলি. ভক্তি ইজ সমথিং ডিফারেন্ট. আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? ওয়ান মে থিঙ্ক, ইয়েস, হি হ্যাজ পিউরিটি, ইয়েস, স্ট্রিক্ট ব্রহ্মচারী, অবধূত স্ট্রিক্ট ব্রহ্মচারী, ইয়েস, অনলি ড্রিঙ্কস মিল্ক, ভেরি স্ট্রিক্ট ফলোস ব্রহ্মচারী জবরদস্ত, নেভার লুজেস ইন ওয়ান ড্রপ অফ সিমেনা, সিমেনা. No, Mahaprabhu, no, bhakti is not that bhakti. You follow? So your heart may be such. One may think, yes, pure heart. No, that is there. Strict brahmachari, drinks only milk. Still Krishna will never accept. Unless it is soaked with bhakti rasa. Understand me? Unless soaked with bhakti rasa, mellow, prem bhakti, Krishna will never accept. If such heart is there, Krishna selects, yes, I'll steal his heart. His heart I'll steal. Stealer will steal. Understand me? That is most important thing. That is most important thing. Because he is supreme stealer. Supreme stealer. Oh, Sauragraganya. Braje prasidam navanita chauram. Gopanganananso dukula chauram. Anika jarmarjita papa chauram. Sauragraganya unkurusan namami. Sri Radhikaya hrudayasya chauram. Navambudasyamalo kanti chauram. Parasidanancho samasta chauram. Sauragraganya unkurusan namami. Sauragraganya, leader of the thieves, is supreme. Then science is supreme in all respect. Is supreme in stealing activity. Stealer, he steals Navanita, Makhan from the house of gopis, isn't it? He is very famous in Brajabhumi, Navanita Chaura, stealer of Makhan, butter in the house of gopis. Gopanganancha Dukula Chauram, he stole the garments of gopis while they are taking bath to see their naked beauty. Such thief, isn't it? So, will he steal your garment? No. Aneka dhamma arjita papa chauram. Those surrender unto him. So, he steals all the sinful reactions accumulated there from lakhs of life. Yes, such a stealer. Radhikaya hrudayasya chauram. He steals the heart of Radharani. Steals the heart of Radharani. Nabambuda syamalakanti chauram. He has stolen that blackish hue of the newly appeared patch of cloud. Understand? Newly appeared patch of black cloud. He has stolen that hue. And he has assumed that hue, his body. Understand? Navambuda syamala kanti chauram. Pradasana prasitanancha samasta chauram. Those who take shelter. Sarvasmahan paityajya mahamikulsanam braja. Give him abandoning all varieties of dharma. Those who completely take shelter at his lotus feet. He steals everything from them. Understand? He steals everything. His wealth. He steals their wealth. Jasyaman grammani haranti paddharasana. If I really saw a mercy unto somebody, I steal all his material wealth. Makes him pauper. Then he's condemned, he's kicked out by his family members. Get out here, you pauper, get out here. Family members will kick him out, friends will kick him out. Friends become enemy. That is my mercy. I steal everything, makes him pauper. Then if I, nobody is there, he's there, only Krishna is there. Krishna is my shelter, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. That's the real mercy. Pala-sidhanancha samasta chauram. Such a thief he is. So allow that thief to steal your heart. Jagadish Pandit. Allow him to steal your heart. Then you'll become manmana bhava. He has stolen the heart of Radharani, heart of gopis, so they are manmanaska. Such heart, completely pure, soaked with prema bhakti rasa. Understand? Soaked with the mail of prema bhakti, Krishna selects them and steal their heart. Then manmanaska. Understand me? Then you become manmanaska. Manmanava, day and night, 24 hours, never forget Krishna. Every moment you think of him, otherwise not possible, Baba. Such persons, the most intelligent person, uses every moment of his life in the loving service to him. That is the mission of human life. Understand? Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai. What is enjoyer? Isn't it? That is the object of his enjoyment. This is my object, I'll steal it. You'll not steal your heart, not the heart. If I'm for your own accent. Oh, Supreme Stealer, steal. I still. Some men are nuts. Heart pure and soaked with mellow prince of day. It's not just, oh, I'll steal his heart. He steals Huh? Understand? When he steals the heart, what happens? Do you know? Huh?
Do you know?
Such is melody. Nectar is there. It's coming up, swelling up, swelling up. Huh? Swelling up. Like this. Swelling. Swelling. Huh? Swelling up. You see? Mana uchatana na chale charana Sansaro gela ma bhule Mana uchatana na chale charana Sansaro gela ma bhule When you squeeze the heart, what happened? Huh? Whose heart is still? What happens to him? His mind becomes restless. You understand? Mana uchatana. Nata, he cannot move. Like statues. Motionless. Ah. Motionless. Huh? Ecstatic symptom. Astrasattika bhava. Nachale charana. Sansara completely forgetful of this material world. Completely forgetful of his existence. Oh, I am existing. Completely forgetful. What he's doing, he doesn't understand what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Huh? You understand? When Krishna was going to Vrindavan taking cow calves, huh? Krishna, Balaram, cow and boys, he goes, come out to see me, yes. Huh? Isn't it? One new gopi, newly married has come. Huh? Yes. All are going, why are you going? I'll go. Hey, don't go. Do you understand? Mother-in-law say, sister, don't go. Black serpent. If he stings you, then Krishna is very pure. Heart is very pure, so very generous. Krishna picked him. I still have her heart. Krishna is going, and wonderful, very wonderful activity. Start this wonderful leela. Huh? So, catching hold of the tail of a calf, the calf jumped. Krishna ran behind him, and the calf came to that door. That girl, gazing, came to that door. Krishna gazed and stole his heart, her heart. You understand? And Krishna went like motionless statue standing. So her mother-in-law, sister came back. Hey, what happened? That black serpent stung you? Oh, poison is there. How to remove poison? Huh? There's a light. Give him to churn. Take this jogrut, churn it. Huh? But soft poison is there, always thinking of Krishna. No other thought is there. What he's doing, she can't understand. Instead of churning, Jagrat's churning a pot filled with moong. Hey! What are you doing? It's churning that pot. Soft poison. What are you thinking? No other thought is there. Huh? His heart is all stolen. Heart is not there. Mind is not there. Krishna. Hey, give him. Big brass pot. Go. Fetch water from that well. Huh? Give him. A big pot. On it another small pot. And give him a small child, baby. Put it on your lap. Take this pot. Take this rope. Go. Fetch water. Then poison will be. Went there. Other thing, he goes another thought. Instead of putting the pot into the water, making noose, the rope is there. He made noose, put that rope in the neck of that child. Putting down. Others, hey, what are you doing? Putting down the baby into the water. Such is the condition. Oh, that black serpent has stung him. Of great poison. So she couldn't understand what she's doing. This is Manmana Baba. Every moment thinking of Krishna. Nothing else. Forgetful of the material world completely. Understand? This is the condition. This is the condition. Sansara galama bole, sarana nachali. Leg doesn't move. Completely forgetful of the her existence, sansara, what is doing. Cannot understand. This is manmana. So, understand?
If one thinks of the of Krishna, Krishna is also thinking of you. So it means also the same with the Guru?
What is that?
If one thinks of Krishna and Krishna is also thinking of
you. Yeah, this is Prem Bhakti, this is reciprocation. If you constantly think of Krishna, Krishna thinks of you. Definitely, the rest will come.
So is it the same also with the Guru?
Yes, same thing. Guru. Yeah, Guru is representative. Yes. All the thinking of Guru, his instructions, all the engagement, loving service to Guru and Gauranga, similar.
But yes. Wait, that means self-forgetfulness when we think of Krishna. And if we think the same with the Guru, then we forget to think of in the Mangala.
Guru says, think of Krishna, don't think of me.
Think of Krishna.
Yes, what Guru says.
That's what he asked.
What Guru says.
Think of Krishna. Think of Krishna.
Yes. Follow the instruction of Guru. Guru never said, think of me. He said, think of Krishna.
Yes, right.
He is thinking, and the instruction is the same. Yes.
Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu to also...